enjoy the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Lincoln Army Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, live 24/7 at davejanda.com. I cannot think of a better guest to have with us than General Paul Vallelet. With everything that's occurring in the ever-increasing theaters of war, courtesy of the globalists, whether it's Russia-Ukraine, whether it's the Middle East, whether it's China-Taiwan, whether it's in South America with Venezuela and Guyana, folks, war. As Smedley Butler wrote in 1935, one of our most decorated Marines in our country's history, war is a racket. And it's interesting that when you speak to generals, General Valley, General McInerney, General Flynn, when you speak to them, not just publicly, but privately, they always talk about what needs to be done to prevent war. prevent war. As opposed to, here's what we need to do to go to war. Many of these people that support these war operations, this death and destruction operations, these chaos operations, are people that have never served in the military. You know, a good example of that. Lindsey Graham. Yeah, there's no war. That guy, he loves them. The more, the better. For those of you not familiar with General Valley, just a little background. He retired from the United States Army as Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. General Valley graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. General Valley is a graduate of the Infantry School, Ranger and Airborne Schools, Jumpmaster School, and the Command and General Staff School. He served in many overseas theaters, to include Europe and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as two combat tours in Vietnam. He is a prolific author. His latest book, Invisible Treason in America, is a must-read. And then a must network to all your friends and family. The information provided in that book, you will never see in the bought off lamestream fake media. General Valley also founded a phenomenal organization, Stand Up America US. The website, Stand Up America US, don't forget the US, standupamericaus.org. It is my honor to welcome back General Paul Vallelet. Paul, welcome back to the Operation Freedom show and platform.
Well, thank you, Dave, and Happy New Year to you. It's only minus 10 degrees where I am today, so I'm bedding down here, and I've dedicated the whole day just to do your show.
Well, thank you so much, and my best to your commanding officer, Muffin. It's a balmy 8 degrees here, Paul, which is a heck of a lot better than minus 10, I must say.
Yeah.
Well, so you are caught in the midst of an incredible global warming season there, aren't you?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, if you live in Montana, our weather changes about 8 or 10 times a day. So we do have climate change, but it's the real climate change, not the phony climate change that is fostered by the globalists and Bill Gates and the other people will be meeting in Davos, I think, next week. Yep.
So, Paul, educate our listeners. I mentioned your book, your latest book, Invisible Treason in America. Educate our listeners on the book.
Well, when General McInerney and I launched the idea for this new book, we went back to our book that we published in 2005, which was America's Endgame, Blueprint for Victory Against Terror. And then earlier last year, we came out with a book called America's Endgame for the 21st Century, a blueprint for saving and restoring America. But as we've seen what has happened over the last 3 or 4 years, and actually it's gone on longer, we have a new form of treason, not envisioned by the founders and those who put our Constitution together. They looked at treason just as an individual that would aid the of the United States, or at that time, the New America. But now we have institutions, organizations that have been caught up and fostering treason against America, against our Constitution. The three top individuals we list, which are guilty of treason in our opinion, are Biden, Obama, and George Soros. And then we go on down the line to Clinton, Mayorkas, Kamala Harris, Ray at the FBI. And we also go in and list these organizations, like the Department of Justice, that are aiding and abetting the enemy against the citizens of the United States, when they don't prosecute those that deal with the enemy, such as the Chinese Communist Party, like General Milley did. He needs to be tried for treason. How about giving up and surrendering in Afghanistan billions of dollars of equipment, aiding and abetting the Taliban now that have proliferated those arms and other equipment, even as far as Ukraine and into Gaza? And so we have this mass treason happening, which is dismantling the country. That's why this election in 2024 is so important, Dave, to all of us. We must get a leader back, and we have to have a leader like Donald Trump, and that's who I'm supporting. And I'll be up front and say that right now. He's the only one that provides the leadership to turn this country around.
And, Paul, in my introduction, I spoke about how when I speak to you or General McInerney or General Flynn, just to name a few, generals, in not just in public but in private, we always talk at your initiative of peace efforts, of what can be done to prevent conflict, to prevent a war. Yet those that don't have any military training seem to me, and tell me if I'm off on this, are the ones that keep trying to push war after war down the throat of not just the American public, but the worldwide public.
Yeah, it's these neoconservatives that have promoted unnecessary wars. Even when I was in Vietnam, my general that I was aide to, I mean, he said this was October of 1965, when we started entering large units of troops into Vietnam. He said, what are we doing here? These people aren't any, they're not an enemy of the United States. They're no threat to the United States. It was all about communism and spreading a domino theory. And then Lyndon Johnson used a phony situation in the Gulf of Tonkin to launch in putting a half a million of our soldiers and sailors and airmen into Vietnam. Whereas, you know, we lost over 58,000. And then you see the unnecessary wars in Iraq. Iraq was never a threat to the United States. Yeah, they had some chemical weapons, but they didn't have anything they could really launch and attack America. And so, you know, when you're a general brought up by the generals of World War II like I was, I was privy to all that experience when I went into West Point in 1957. Just a few years after the ending of the Korean War and World War II. But you have to learn from that. And I found that the great generals, if you go back, always had a vision, Dave. Great leaders have a vision of the future. That's why they're very, very concerned about establishing any kind of war plans, any kind of plans that would take the Americans and put them in risk with no payback. And so we set the Middle East on fire, and it's on fire perhaps more today than ever. But we need true leaders. We don't need politicians. We have, if you look at the executive branch, a bunch of amateurs, and most of them came out of the Ivy League colleges, I've been told. that go into the State Department, into the CIA, totally inept. Totally inept people. Kamala Harris, for example, Mayorkas, I can't remember her name from Michigan.
Jennifer Granholm, who's the Secretary of Energy, who I don't think has pumped her own gas in about 30 years.
Yeah, well, there's a good example. But these people are so incompetent, so we end up playing checkers in world affairs, and you have Xi from China, Putin from Russia, playing a high game of what? Chess.
Mm-hmm.
No comparison. That's why today we are in such great danger and enemies from within. We wrote a plan, I think you know, Dave, Operation Sinaloa for Trump and our President Biden and the Defense Department, that the military had to take down the cartels and do it with a special ops operation. 7 days, General Boykin and I and General McInerney, we could take down the cartels and destroy their international financial network of drug peddling, sex trafficking, child trafficking, and so on. But we don't have the people today that understand if you have an enemy out there that's destroying the United States and promoting what's going on with the enemy, like Biden is doing, open borders, another instance of treason, as far as I'm concerned, because you're aiding and abetting the cartels who are enemies of the United States. So it all comes together this year, Dave. That's why we've got to have a replacement in the White House, across the board in the Pentagon, CIA, FBI, State Department, all of these organizations which run the national security of the United States, all these people need to be replaced as soon as possible.
Folks, we're speaking with General Paul Vallely, standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org. Paul, when I look at the leadership in the Pentagon, and please tell me I'm wrong, I'm happy for you to correct me on this. When I look at the leadership in the Pentagon, and let's start with the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and by the way, give us your take on what the heck happened there this week, where he's reportedly in the ICU in Walter Reed, and his assistant is on vacation in Puerto Rico, and his chief of staff is out sick. He's in and the White House doesn't know anything that's going on. We got a hot war in the Middle East, and we're sending ordnance into Yemen, and nobody's seen them, nobody heard from them. Paul, give us your take on this, because this is beyond off.
Well, let me sort of review that for you. I understand he went in for prostate cancer examination. They found it positive, and they operated on that, as far as I know. Put him in ICU, and nobody notified the chain of command up or down. But keep in mind, Dave, generals and admirals run war operations, not civilians. They're only policymakers. And so we still have generals and admirals that can run any kind of war and threat out there. We don't need a Secretary of Defense or Secretary of the Army. They're politicians. They don't fight our war. So you have to separate that out a little bit, that we still have soldiers and sailors in the Middle East, in the Far East. They're on the ships. They're in our aircraft. So they can defend us with the right leadership. Again, I don't promote the current generals and admirals we have. I think they've all gone woke. They've been Obama general officers and admirals since Obama scorched earth, with about 120 senior officers that were taken out of service by Obama. And so the likes of a Milley and an Austin, they're products of Obama. And that's not good. Obama has no clue what's going on either. He's a puppet, as far as I'm concerned, of the World Economic Forum.
So, Paul, give us your take of these three theaters, right? The Russia-Ukraine situation, the Middle East situation, and then this other one that's boiling, the China and Taiwan situation, because it came out, I think on Friday, that the United States did not track over $1 billion with a B dollars, and this might be way underestimate, in arms to Ukraine. This through the Inspector General, Dave DeCamp, reported more than $1 billion in weapons that were shipped to Ukraine have not been properly tracked by the Pentagon. A report from the Defense Department, and then we had some folks in the Middle East saying, hey, by the way, some of these arms that went into Ukraine from the United States, well, they're actually sold to organizations that are based in Yemen, in Gaza, in Syria, and throughout the world. Give us your take on this, Paul.
Well, yeah, it does. It goes into the international black market of arms dealers. And many of those arms dealers operate out of the Middle East, out of Istanbul, even out of Tel Aviv. When I had visited Israel on several occasions, many of the arms dealers were working there at that time. That was, you know, a little over 10 years ago. But yeah, we never tracked Iraq, all the money. We made millionaires in Iraq. Same thing in Afghanistan. We've asked for audits of what this war is costing us in terms of dollars, as they've robbed our treasury in all these unnecessary wars, by the way, if you go back to Vietnam all the way up to here today. There's no penalty for not exposing that either. Congress doesn't do its job in doing that as well. Yeah, they approve the money, okay, from our taxes that we provide, but there's no accountability, Dave, none. To the American people, yeah, we can throw out, well, we have over $65 billion, say, going to Ukraine where they're buying mansions and it's being, they have new cars. And that's all reported, by the way. We do have information on that, of how they're confiscating the money, including Zelensky. But, you know, that's war. I mean, the profiteers. But nobody holds them accountable, Dave. Or very, very few of them have ever been held accountable.
And, Paul, I want to address this issue of leadership and the fact that many of the decisions only become clear of why they're made because, as you mentioned, alluded to earlier, many of these people in positions of, quote, power, end quote, are being controlled by other entities. I want to play a clip from a congressman from Tennessee, Congressman Burchett, who recently was on with Jesse Walters, and they were talking about, well, how decisions are made, not just in Congress, actually, but across the board, whether it's the Pentagon or the Department of Homeland Security or you name it. I want to play this clip and get your take. Derek, hit it.
The way the country's running, we should assume the politicians are being sexually blackmailed. How can you explain the open border or the record spending and all the BS that comes out of that town? Well, Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee says sexual blackmail in the House, just a part of the deal.
It's how it works. You're visiting, you're out of the country or out of town, or you're in a motel or bar in D.C. and some whatever you're into, women or men or whatever, comes up and they're very attractive and they're laughing at your jokes and you're buying them a drink. Next thing you know, you're in the motel room with them naked. And next thing you know, you're about to make a key vote. And what happens? Some well-dressed person comes up and whispers in your ear, hey man, there's tapes out on you. Were you in a motel room on whatever with whoever? And then you're like, uh-oh. And said, you really ought not be voting for this thing.
Wow, I only thought there was like one Swalwell. Turns out there's dozens.
More than dozens, Paul. Thousands. Your take.
Well, we know the Russians back in the old Soviet Union, they had a school that they would enlist young women to go through this training. And these women basically were trained as spies, agents, and posing as prostitutes. And they infiltrated many of the governments in Europe as well as the United States. In fact, they did a documentary on that. I can't remember the name of it right now. But, yeah, that's been common for quite a while in the United States, but nobody ever wants to talk about it until you get caught. It's still until somebody exposes you, then you lie about it. and try to get away with it. Yeah, money, sex, power. That's what it's all about. That's why in our book, Dave, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, the whole first chapter is based on the spiritual awakening of America. We have to get back to truth, honesty, integrity, and we need that. And we need to make our decisions based on looking through a reality prism and not a political prism. You can't solve problems looking through a political prism because you're playing both sides for votes or dollars. And I wrote a book on that called Reality Prism. And I was inspired to do that when I visited Egypt and visited General El-Sisi several years ago. Because he said, you know, I have to look through a reality prism here as I rebuild Egypt. I can't afford to, I can't look like American politicians do through a political prism. And that's very true. The politicians seem to think they can solve our problems by legislation, for example, on the border. We already have laws about our border and what's happening. And then, of course, the Democrats say, well, it's the Republicans' fault because they won't pass any legislation. I mean, it's so phony, Dave. It's just a total phony world they live in the swamp.
So, Paul, in our concluding 4 or 5 minutes here, educate us where you think things are going around the world, around the globe, in these conflicts in 2024.
Well, we think there'll be another type of COVID attack. I've got some information on that. It'll be launched globally again. We have a turmoil in Europe, a very serious situation in Germany right now. The fuel that's going to be available for this winter in Europe is going to affect not only production, but also individual households. And then we have, leading up to our election, hopefully the precincts are going to have a true and valid and honest election this year. We have to do that. But there'll be forces to make sure or try to ensure that Trump won't be elected. And so we could be in for a major civil uprising here in this country. That's why this year is so important that we replace our leadership and get back on track. And we have a group of retired people, generals I know of, who would be standing by to come in and redo the image of our military and install. Because, you know, Dave, I don't know whether you know this, but retired generals can be called back to duty at any time.
Right.
And I know a group of us that could do the job and get America back on track again from a national security situation.
Paul, in our last minute and a half together, educate our listeners in how they can follow you on a regular basis and how they can get a hold of the book, Invisible Treason, or your book, Invisible Treason in America.
Yeah. The reason we call it invisible, because a lot of people can't connect the dots, so it's not visible to them. That's why we call it Invisible Treason. That's on Amazon. Reality Prism is there. They have a special on Invisible Treason now. I think $7 for the book. We did that intentionally because we want to get the word out to America. And go to our website, standupamericaus.org. And Dave, thanks for always inviting me. I love your show.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. We all love you. And please send our love to Muffin, your commanding officer. I thank you, Paul, to General Paul Valley, for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. I thank you, folks, for joining us. Until next week, Dave Janda signing off. Dream big and dare to fail. And remember, when that red light goes off in the next half minute, we are available 24/7 until next Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for joining us today.